From NPR and WBUR Boston, it's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young. The body of 21-year-old Andrew Pachter has arrived back in the U.S. from Egypt. His funeral is scheduled for next week. He was the Kenyan college student spending a semester in Egypt studying Arabic and teaching English when he was stabbed to death last week in a violent protest. Afterwards, the State Department suggested Americans not travel to Egypt. Schools like the University of Michigan are evacuating students, and parents are wondering whether to send their kids next year. But Andrew's death also sent friends and family reeling. Marin Chimes was a high school buddy in Chevy Chase, Maryland. She joins us from Washington, D.C. Marin, this just has to be a shock. So sorry.
Thank you very much.
He seemed like such an incredible young man. Tell us about him.
Andrew was kind, intelligent. He was the kind of person that put everyone at ease.
What was his interest in Arabic?
Andrew loved languages. He'd already spoke French and knew some Spanish, and he wanted to really perfect his Arabic, so he took a gap year to Morocco, and he came back from Morocco with a real passion for the Middle East.
He studied Arabic there, he taught English there under a State Department program, and then to Egypt. You know, language is one thing, but these are hot spots. What was the pull for him?
Andrew was an explorer. He wanted to see the world. I think he wanted to see beyond our comfy suburbs here in D.C. and see a world that was very different from our own. And I think by going to those places, he accomplished that, and he really loved the culture and the people and loved the language.
We understand he wanted to be a journalist?
Yeah. Andrew, I think, wanted to share that part of the world with people. He had dreams of bringing us closer, of fostering understanding, and I think that part of that understanding was, you know, he wanted to be a journalist to really teach people about the Middle East or to tell them about it. Andrew saw the best in everyone, and I think that he wanted people to understand what was so wonderful about that part of the world.
Well, you are an undergraduate, and you also spent time abroad in Berlin. What is the talk among friends and college students? Obviously, first and foremost, it's, I'm sure, of the loss of Andrew, but are people wondering about whether or not to travel?
I think those of us who are Andrew's closest friends know that Andrew would never want us to question it. I think that he was fearless in his travel and would want us to travel and see the world to the best of our ability. I know I'm personally only going to travel more because I think that's what Andrew would want.
And we understand he had friends in Egypt in the same program.
Yes, I've spoken to his friends in Cairo.
What are they saying?
She's saying that if you're in the areas where there is protest, it is quite scary, but there are also areas where there isn't protest and you wouldn't know anything was going on.
Is she staying?
I believe she is staying. The last time I talked to her, she's flying back for the funeral, and then she's planning on flying back to Cairo.
It sounds like that might be part of Andrew's legacy.
Yes. Andrew had a passion for that area of the world, and I think that, you know, those of his friends who are still there are continuing that passion, and I think that would make him very happy.
And by the way, he was burnishing his own Arabic, but he was teaching young kids English.
Yes.
Did you ever get to talk to him about that?
Yeah, I did. I talked to him about a week ago about his class, and he loved his students. He said they were having a bit of a hard time learning English, but he was very proud of them, and they were really getting a handle on it. He was a great teacher, I have no doubt.
That's Marin Chimes, a high school friend of the late Andrew Pachter. Marin, again, sorry for your loss, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.